G'day guys, my name's Rudy and you've probably heard my voice on the Tom Brown's News podcast, but something else I do is produce the Saturday morning version of Footy Talk for our mates over at Listener. They had the great Melbourne Premiership defender Stephen May on the show today, and he was so bloody good we thought you might want to hear a little bit of the best stuff he spoke about from what's been a remarkable career so far. If you like it as much as I reckon you will, make sure you grab the Listener app and subscribe to Footy Talk Australian Rules. In the meantime, enjoy some of Stephen May's best stories.
Listener production.
You come up this weekend against Frio, but more importantly, Luke Jackson for the first time.
Yeah, Jacko.
Will you be running a little bit of trap to him? You are a super competitor.
I do talk a little bit of shit on there.
I've heard a bit of this. Yes,
but if you know Jacko, he's nothing. The best thing about it, not a lot of things faze him.
Yeah,
you know, like he knows he's playing Melbourne this week, but he probably doesn't realize it's a big deal. You know, he's probably like, oh, yeah, I'll see the boys again.
Yeah,
hey,
correct.
Fellas. So
I used to play there.
Yeah, you know, a lot of players would probably be thinking about it all year and worried about it, and he'll just go out and play footy. He's obviously got a tremendous talent, and you know, Frio went after him hard. But, you know, even after he'd requested a trade, he still hung out with us, and you know, after Mad Monday and all that, and even came to our meeting about our off-season program. Kind of like, Jacko, you're not supposed to be here.
Just a full trip.
But he just wanted to come and say goodbye again and all that. Like, that's the thing. There's no hard feelings there. And, you know, he's a premiership player.
Yeah.
Helped us break that drought, and he's gone home to his family. So, you know, it's good to see him playing better footy, and looks like he's enjoying himself.
No, that is a cracker. We know that Clary Oliver would be out with a hammy. Have you had a chat to him? Because you famously played a grand final with a hamstring that wasn't on the bone, could barely walk, got out of your wheelchair on game day, came out, just shut everyone down, just delivered the premiership to the homeland. Have you had a yarn to him?
It's funny that after the game he was asking me a couple of questions about hammies, and I just said I'm probably not the guy to ask because I was under no illusions that I did such a bad hammy in the grand
final. How bad was yours, though? Because we sort of... It got lost a little bit in the fact that you won. It was a massive story going into the game. Then you win, you played well, no one really gave a shit.
Well, yeah, so I didn't know until after the game. But it was a grade three, so a 12-weeker. And I came back in 2 weeks.
So you said, don't scan me, I think it'll be all right.
No, so the deal was they wanted to scan it.
Yeah.
I said, I'm playing. If I get up and train, I'm playing. They said, how about we get the scan and we won't tell you the result, but it'll just allow us to... you know, tailor your program for the next 2 weeks to give you the best chance to play.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're obviously not walking great right now, but I didn't want that in my head.
Yeah,
whatever
that
was, you know, if I knew it was a grade three, I'm like, well, this is stupid.
I can't play. Yeah.
So,
it was your kicking leg?
It was my right leg.
So just for balance.
Yeah, just for balance. But I did have an inkling that it wasn't a great result from the scan, because Goody was giving me donuts for the next couple of weeks.
Oh.
And I was thinking... you know, I thought he'd be checking in. Hey, mate, how you feeling? You know, you ready? And he just was really sheepish towards me. And I realise now he was probably, you know, faced with a big decision. Do I play this guy?
Yeah.
On one leg, and, you know, we lose the game. Is it a great decision, or, you know, cost us the game? So I get all that, and I'm just thankful that the, you know, staff, the support staff, the medical staff were able to, you know, put these parameters in place that I had to tick off to progress. I had to hit some pretty hard markers, and...
High speed running,
agility, like Nordic testing with your hammies, you know, RDLs, all this stuff that I could do during the year. I had to be able to, you know, execute that before I could play. And yeah, it was, I'd be lying if I said it wasn't easy, because I was hanging on by a thread, but I really wanted to play. And, you know, thank God Norton wasn't running around as like he normally does. And, you know, we were sort of not in a lot of contests together, because he picked up this ground ball in the second quarter and snapped a goal. And I think it was his first ground ball. Goal for the year.
Yeah.
You know, on yours truly, who was just sitting off him.
Should have maybe been a touch
closer. Yeah, I should have been. I couldn't bend over. So, you know, they, you know, we're able to get through, and you look back now and you go, oh, you know, it was a good decision or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I had known that, I probably wouldn't have been able to put my hand up.
Yeah, for sure. Probably a good thing you didn't know. As you say, could you feel it throughout the game? Were you still aware of it? Or once you got out there and you were like, no, I'm here now, I'm playing, it's completely out of mind? Or was it a little bit of...
I had this feeling I really didn't want to do it before halftime and then get subbed, and then we're down a key defender, because
the sub wasn't a
key defender. So I was kind of a bit cautious. I was like, let me just try and play Norton. You know, nothing, no overstrides, no, nothing too crazy. Just play your role, you know, hold some shape. And then after Bont kicked his third in the third quarter, I mean, I don't care if it rips now. Like, I was like, I've got to try something. I've got to just, you know, I'd rather go down swinging. And I took this mark and played on, and that was like the best thing that happened to me, because I felt, oh, actually, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
I feel a bit better. And, after the game, you know, the physio and the doctor come out and they're like, yeah, do you want to know about your scan? And I was like, yeah, yeah. And they're like, you know, it's a grade 3, like, it's, you know, 12 week. And I said, that's so negligent of you guys. So the doctor just grabs my medal off. So, okay, I'll take that off you then.
No.
I was like, no. Thanks for all your help.
If you were into Stephen May's stories about Luke Jackson and his grand final hammy, you're in luck. There's 20 more minutes of stuff exactly that good from the chat between Daisy and Maisie sitting in the Footy Talk Australian Rules feed right now, including why he made the switch from Gold Coast to Melbourne, how he started out as one of 8 kids in Darwin, his golf game, and more. So make sure you open the Listener app now and subscribe to Footy Talk Australian Rules. Listener.